Cromwell's Hidden Realms is on the air. Tonight on Hidden Realms, Gavin is live from StarCraft in San Diego, California. Also on tonight's show, Jeff Silvia with sports, Gail Scott D with Hollywood Nights, and Gavin's Tour of the Stars. It's a West Coast edition of Gavin Cromwell's Hidden Realms. Now, here is your host, Gavin Cromwell.
A very, very warm welcome to you all from beautiful, beautiful sunny San Diego. I'm broadcasting live from, well, one of the best stores in California, can I just say, which is StarCraft. This store rocks, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, because honestly, this is the place where I do all my readings, my workshops, my gallery readings, my shopping, everything I do from StarCraft here in California, and the weather is absolutely gorgeous. I feel so lucky to be here. I'm going to be here for the next 2 weeks, so I've got a full schedule coming up. This first day of the show is, of course, sponsored by my fabulous little sponsor, which is Shannon Silvia at PowerRockProductions.com. Of course, a lot of you will know Shannon from her investigations, from her appearances on Ghost Hunters International. And, of course, her lovely husband, Jeff Silvia, does our sports section here on Hidden Realms. So that's PowerRockProductions.com. And she can cater to all your merchandise needs as a team. She can do your T-shirts for you, your business cards, build your websites. So that is our sponsor for the first hour, and that is PowerRockProductions.com. So thank you very much, Shannon, for that. Now, first of all, we're going to have a lot of guests here tonight, okay? We're going to be talking to the owners here at StarCraft. We're going to be talking to everybody. It's going to be a real cool show. We're broadcasting live from this store. I want you all to get a feel for this place. And if you're in California, if you're in the neighborhood here, you must come and check us out down here. But my first guest here is Teresa.
Hello.
Of StarCraft. We're supposed to... Yeah, big round of applause for Teresa. Thank you very much. We're supposed to have Sir Rodney here as well, but he's actually taming little Ruthie Jean, my chihuahua. he's going to be with us in shortly. So, Teresa, thank you for having us first here at StarCraft.
Thank you. It's our pleasure to have you here.
I'm just loving it. When we came back here, I think it was January I first came here. Yes. And we were doing readings and stuff. We had so much fun. And I came back and we were just having a blast. We've done the gallery readings last night. We've done a tarot workshop so far the night before. I've been doing readings all day today. And it's just a cool story. Here's Rodney.
Rodney.
Hi, Rodney, ladies and gentlemen. So I want to ask you a couple of questions about this cool store you got. Yeah, I mean, I've seen all the clients you've got coming in and out all the time. And I mean, the stuff you sell here is fabulous. The crystals. I mean, we've got a bit of everything. Tell the listeners what you sell here, first of all, at StarCraft.
Well, we do sell a little bit of everything. We try to. We like to think, and our whole purpose behind the business is that we want to have a place where people of all spiritual paths, as long as they harm none, mm-hmm. are welcome to come, to share their faith with other people who feel the same way and find their tools and toys and a lot of fun here.
Fantastic.
So tons of crystals. I couldn't live without them.
Oh,
pendulums.
Absolutely.
Couldn't live without them.
Exactly the same as me. I mean, fabulous. The crystals.
Jewelry.
The jewelry. Yes, talking my language, Nadria. So, Rodney, first of all, welcome to the show. I want to ask you both, really, why did you decide to start the store, StarCraft? Yeah, what kind of kicked it all off for you?
A lot of fans.
Actually, the store originally existed in one of the beach communities here,
mm-hmm.
and the previous owner was going to discontinue the store.
Oh, wow.
And we thought, what a travesty that would be if the San Diego area would lose such a wonderful store.
Mm-hmm.
So we decided to go ahead and make an offer. And so we made an offer, we interviewed, and we were one of many offers. And
about 30.
They decided that we were the ones that they wanted to continue the store.
Mm-hmm.
They have been here since, and they just love what we've done with the store.
Mm-hmm. Oh, cool.
Because in addition to all the products that mm-hmm. we have for sale, we offer a place of mutual understanding where people can come, ask questions, and learn.
Yep.
Absolutely. I mean, yeah, it's so important. I mean, the stuff you got to offer here at StarCrafts, I mean, I'm looking around here now and there's Egyptian, there's tarot, there's pagan, there's all of these sorts of religions
Absolutely.
And faiths in the store, which I like that, bringing it all together. Something mm-hmm. for, really, something for everybody here.
Everybody, for Christians, Buddhists, pagans, Wiccans. You name it.
Love that. All under one roof here at StarCrafts, the store. It's cool. So, I mean, what have you got to offer here? Visitors that come here, not just shoppers, but what else do you do at the store here? You have classes and all sorts.
We have classes. We have kind of a hangout spot around my grandmother's table.
Oh, now this is famous. This table is very famous because...
Or infamous.
Infamous. That's better. Infamous. We like that. Because, I mean, everybody who comes to the store all seems to gravitate around Granny's table
yep.
here. And conversation,
yep.
friends are made around this table.
Absolutely.
Rituals are performed, workshops are done around this very special table.
Absolutely.
It's like one big family, yeah.
That's what we really, really want, mm-hmm. and that's what we love. And all of our customers are friends to us.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, you feel that. You do feel that here. You do feel like every kind of customer that comes in is very welcome here. Mm-hmm. They love being here. I mean, you cater to them everything they want, the books, the crystals, the pendulums. I mean, it's endless what you've got here. You've got some fabulous stuff done by independent artists here as well. You know,
Absolutely.
Seeing these boards and yeah. stuff that you've got around. And it's really cool. So some of the classes you do here, I mean, Reiki Healing
Absolutely.
Is done here.
Yeah.
Workshops, teaching, you know, what are some of the workshops and events that do happen here?
Well, we do have readers, as you know.
Yeah,
we've
I'm
kept
one
you
of
busy.
them.
I do past life pendulum readings. We offer tarot readings. Rodney does I Ching.
Oh, wow.
You should be hitting him up for one of
I should be, Rodney, definitely.
we also do, I teach classes in pendulum making. We've had Wicca classes.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much what the community wants, they let us know. We do our best to get it on the schedule.
That's awesome. I think that is so, so cool. And, yeah, I mean, it's just a really good store. It's very inviting. And, you know, I see the staff walking around, you know, they take their shoes off, barefoot, you know, and they have their dinner on the table. I really do like the, I mean, and it's important for me as a reader to work from a store like this because you feel comfortable where you're working. You kind of feed off the energy of all the stuff that's around the store, like the crystals and things like that. So it is important as a reader to work in somewhere as your surroundings are very comfortable and stuff like this. So where do you want to see kind of StarCrafts going, continue going from strength to strength?
Oh, absolutely. I want to see it just continue to grow. More and more new faces coming mm-hmm. in all the time. We'll keep bringing in the crystals as long as you guys keep wanting to play. You guys like the crystals out there?
Oh, yeah.
Come on!
Make some noise, StarCraft posse.
That and they just love the stones and crystals and things.
Yeah.
Because we have a lot of fun when we do classes on that kind of thing.
Oh, yeah. The crystals are a big thing here.
Very
it
much.
It seems to be one of the favorites here, the crystals.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Just by doing my readings last night and today... because I recommend a crystal for mm-hmm. whoever I'm reading for. I recommend what crystal will benefit them. And they come straight up and buy one.
Oh,
and
yes.
It's here. I mean, you've got every sort of crystal you could possibly imagine. There's rough, tumbled, all sorts of shapes and sizes.
Right. Right.
I mean, is it one of your most popular sellers, is the crystals?
Actually, yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yes, it is.
That and our classes. We also offer public rituals.
Mm.
We have
oh, cool.
a full moon ritual once a month. We hit all of the big, big holidays, and
mm-hmm.
They're open, so I hope a lot of people will come on in.
Absolutely. How can people get hold? How can they find out of the events that are going on at StarCrafts? Is there a website? Is there?
Yes, there is a website. It's the website that was established by the previous owners.
Okay.
It's StarCrafts, OB, stands for OceanBeach.com.
Where we used to be.
StarCrafts. OB.com.
Correct.
Right, check this out, guys, okay? I will know if you don't, okay? And I will find you. You must check out StarCraftsOB.com because this store is amazing. I mean, is there an online shop there or do they have to come into the store?
We have a little online shop. If you don't see what you want there, call us during regular business hours, which are also posted on the site.
Fantastic.
And we'll be happy to get something in the mail to you.
Beautiful. I mean, it is the real deal here, guys. A lot of you know that I'm very fussy when I do my psychic shop. And there's only two other stores over there in New Hampshire, which I do, and of course Salem, Massachusetts, which is Circles of Wisdom, Hex in Salem, Massachusetts, and then when I'm in California, it has to be StarCrafts. I mean, my jewelry, my crystals,
gummy bear tarot.
Do you know what I have bought? Yes, I found the gummy bear tarot. Okay, the first, and I've just absolutely the cutest thing I've ever seen in my life. There really is something for everybody. And there's like the crazy little things you sell like that, you know. There's like these little saucy statues of witches over there doing something naughty with a cauldron. And all these kind of like weird and wacky things as well. I mean, it's beautiful. And, you know, I've never seen a store set out the way it's set out. You've got the little tables, you know, and mm-hmm. it's not like walking into a shop. It's like walking into somebody's home and seeing all their beautiful things on their shelves, but you can actually buy it instead of just looking at it, you know?
Unless it has, like, not for sale on it, like some of my crystals.
I was going to say, I mean, I read in what you call the gold room there.
Yeah.
And you've got some of your private collection
in
there.
Yes, I do.
And I've tried to smuggle them out, but you've caught me.
You
and,
know it.
And it's just really good. I mean, there's two rooms here, two therapy rooms. There's the gold room where readers mm-hmm. go, and there's also a Reiki room here.
Absolutely. I do Reiki sessions there. And the gold room is also where I pass Reiki attunements because I do teach as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, I was going to say this. What do you yourself teach here, Teresa? You do past life?
Oh, gosh. I do past life pendulum readings. I do classes on past life work. What all else do I teach? Kitchen witchery.
Oh, cool. Kinda. What's that all about, kitchen witchery?
Oh, that's fun. That's fun. A lot of the things I learned from my grandmother.
Beautiful.
Although she never would have called herself a witch.
No.
She, in fact, would kind of have been shocked at the idea.
Yes.
But I found in a book by Scott Cunningham mm-hmm. one of her favorite little songs.
Oh, my
and
God.
And realized, hey, grandma was a witch.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, absolutely fantastic.
And a lot of the things that she taught me have translated very, very well. And everybody likes the classes. And I see Diane over there. She was at the candle magic class.
Hello, Diane.
And a lot of people come in for the pendulum classes. I teach a lot of those as well.
Beautiful. It really is cool here. So, Rodney, what do you do? Tell us a little bit about your chi, the stuff you do here. Did I say that right?
I
that's right, sorry.
I do the I Ching readings here.
Okay.
It's one of the divination tools that
yeah.
I feel most drawn towards.
Mm-hmm.
Although I have recently started tarot.
I know this. You joined my tarot workshop the other night.
I did.
And you were reading for me, which was
the first person I've ever read.
Well, I feel honored. I feel honored about this. I was your first, Rodney. And you were fantastic. But it was great.
It was good for me. Was it good?
Oh, it was fabulous for me. I enjoyed every last moment of it. It was great because, I mean, the workshop that I do, the tarot workshop, I like people to be relaxed, mm-hmm. but it's a very hands-on one. I want people reading for each other. They might be people they've never met before. They might be friends, whatever it might be. And I said, Rodney, calm down, because everyone had partners except for you. And I said, come and read for me. And you've done a fabulous job there with the tarots. I was really impressed.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah, it was cool. It was cool.
And I love it, because now he doesn't have any excuses.
Listen, Teresa, he has no excuses. He did an amazing job, and long may it continue, Rodney. I think you should carry on doing the tarots. It was wonderful.
Yes.
And, of course, there's a lot of different tarot decks here. Like you said, I've just bought the gummy bear deck. Tracy bought me the gummy
yeah.
bear deck because I had my little eye on that. And there's some amazing tarot decks here. Is there one popular deck that you seem to sell out of all the time?
The one that's been most popular right now is the one I use, which is the Mystic Dreamer.
Oh, cool. Tarot. Yeah, Mystic Dreamer, yeah.
Really beautiful deck.
And that's the one where it's real people in the images, mm-hmm. it's real yes. faces, it's humans, so it's not just sketches, they've incorporated humans into the pictures.
And a lot of color.
I like that. I use, as everybody knows, I use the Golden Rider Waite tarots. It's important for me to have the color in my tarot cards and readings because obviously I identify auras and crystals through those colors.
Mm-hmm.
And it's what I associate with spirit from being a child, so that's cool. So I think we're going to take a quick break now. No, we're not. Smart in saying no, we're not. So how much longer have we got, Martin? 5 minutes. Okay. So Martin's over here. Are you enjoying San Diego, Martin?
Fantastic.
Good. Do you know what? We're getting actually a real tan for a change, ladies and gentlemen. I'm used to using it out of a bottle. But no, thanks to Tracy, Villa Tracy.
Oh,
I'm staying
yeah.
at Villa Tracy, and she's got a fabulous pool there, and we've just been relaxing, and it's so cool. Like I said, it's important to be relaxed as a reader in your surroundings, like you do at the store here. You make it feel very comfortable and all of that. Now, another thing, and they've got this in Hex and Salem in the store there, which adds to its sort of energy of the store, is a working altar.
Yes.
So yeah. it's just behind us here. So mm-hmm. take us through it, Teresa. Tell us what's on it right now.
Ooh, my back's to it. That's rough. We usually have a god or a goddess statue. We have a pentacle.
Mm-hmm.
We have a place where people can come in if someone is ill.
Yes.
If someone needs help, they can get a tumbled stone, bring a tumbled stone. We'll put it onto the working altar. The thing that's the most fun we've been doing for over a year now, and it was Miss Benita's idea.
Benita.
Is to keep it moving with the seasons.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, you're going to see a lot of flowers, and you're going to see the green as the wheel turns and we get toward autumn. You're going to start seeing the leaves fall off and things thin out. And she's done a wonderful job of keeping up with the seasons as they pass and the holidays.
It's beautiful, and it is the way to keep an altar. You know, tradition at my altar, I dress it for the different seasons.
Absolutely.
I celebrate the seasons being a pagan. And I'm just looking at the altar now, and it's beautiful summer flowers, that little black throat there, okay, represented our little wisdom. And everything, we've got the smudgers, we've got the brass bells on there, the goddess there, pestle and mortar. I mean, it really is a pretty cool altar. And the only other place I've seen it is in Hex and Salem, actually.
Yay.
And it does add to the energy of the store, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And also, it shows that it is a working store. Like you said,
absolutely.
People can come in. If there's a certain thing they need in their life, they can use the altar here. You can advise them on what crystal they might need or what they might need for a ritual or some sort of healing.
Mm-hmm.
And you could advise them to use the altar there. And I think that's a very special thing. Do a lot of people use it?
Absolutely. It's kind of also a template for people who haven't quite learned to set their own up yet or might need some springboard ideas.
Exactly. So it's inspirational to see it, you know. It shows that it's not all complicated. And, oh, my God, what's that? I'm seeing Sandy, our astrologer, over here, pointing to a jar with a skull and crossbones on it.
Oh,
yes. And herbs in the shop here. And there's another thing. You've got right down there, it's like an apothecary, as you go down the corridor at the side of the store there. And it's great. We're going to talk about the herbs in just a second. We are going to go to a break, ladies and gentlemen. I know I'm talking forever here, but it's really, really cool. So pop a hot pocket in, get a glass of wine, and I'll catch you back here in a moment.
Gavin Cromwell's Hangouts is sponsored by Pararockproductions.com. Don't go away. Gavin will be right back. Pararockproductions.com. 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 Pararockproductions.com.
That's enough. What the fuck? Enough. How many times do you have to keep repeating Pararockproductions.com over and over again? We're all getting a little sick and tired of it. We all love Pararock Productions.
I'm sorry. It's just, there's so much you can do there. I mean, you can order custom printed clothing, get business cards, get websites, get web hosting. I mean, if you're a paranormal group, it's got everything you need. Pararockproductions.com. Pararockproductions.com. Pararockproductions.com.
How many times do I have to tell you? Stop repeating the thing over and over again.
Okay, sorry. Pararockproductions.com.
Stop it.
Do you sometimes feel like you're standing beside yourself and looking at others with a totally different perspective? Do you wonder why that happens to you? Miss Lucy knows. Tune in Mondays at 3 p.m. Eastern to ILN Radio and begin to explore the possibilities exclusively on the Para-X Radio Network.
Join the International Paranormal Awards website today, where the paranormal, the spiritual, and more celebrate the adventures of the unknown and reaches to the stars. Go to www.ipaawards.org and become a member for free. Whether you're a paranormal professional or just an enthusiast, you will be among friends. Join today for free. Go to www.ipaawards.org. The International Paranormal Awards, where the paranormal shines.
Salagadoola, Metricapoola, Bibbidi-Bobbidi.
You must be your fairy godmother.
It doesn't take a fairy godmother to tell you that the right fit means everything.
Good heavens, child. You can't go in that.
Children under 4'9" need to be in a booster seat because they aren't ready for adult safety belts alone. Many parents miss the important step of booster seats.
Maybe you better explain things to him.
Booster seats raise your child up so that a safety belt designed for adults will fit and protect them properly.
Oh, that does make a difference.
Remember that 4'9" is the magic number. And get your little pumpkin there safely in a booster seat.
Hop in, my dear. Oh, thank you.
And like Cinderella, you can live happily ever after.
It's like a dream.
A wonderful dream come true.
For more information, visit boosterseat.gov. This has been a message from the U.S. Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
Time now for the American Defender Sports Report. Play ball! Here's your host, Jeff Sylvia.
The sports update brought to you by your American Defenders of Nashua, home of the $1 ticket. This past Sunday, Tom Watson came within two shots of making history. At 59 years old, he would have been the oldest player ever in any sport to win a major championship. Watson sailed an 8-iron over the green at 18, and then chipping out of the dirt, didn't even give his par putt a chance, coming inches short for a devastating bogey. He would end up losing in a four-hole playoff to your winner, Stuart Sink. The current record holder of the oldest person to ever win a championship, George Foreman at 46, when he ruled as the WBC heavyweight boxing champ. Lance Armstrong continues to compete with the heart of a champion. Unfortunately, he also is competing with the legs of a 38-year-old. He currently sits in the third spot and is 5 minutes and 25 seconds off the pace behind your leader, Alberto Contador. Mannywood Ramirez, who is sizzling after his return to baseball following a 50-game suspension, jacked a pinch-hit grand slam bomb in the sixth deep into the night in L.A. to lift the Dodgers over Cincy. 6-2 is your final there and makes 12 straight home wins for L.A. over the Cincinnati Reds. The Yankees beat Balti for their fifth straight win, and with Boston's fifth straight loss at the hands of the Texas Rangers last night, completing the three-game sweep and sending the Sox packing and in second place, two back of New York. Buchholz took the tough loss for the Sox and is now 1-1 on the season after another solid performance. Your American Defenders take the field tonight against Brockton after a tough go with first-place New Jersey. The boys are in a funk, going 3-7 in their last 10 and sitting in the cellar of the division. President and Director of Player Development Dan Duquette received a Statement of Support Award from the Employers Support of the National Guard and Reserve this past week. And finally, congrats to Defenders outfielder Eddie O'Valley, who got married on the mound of historic Holman Stadium on July 19th. For all you Defenders info, visit their website at www.americandefenders.us. For box scores, standings, tickets, and promos, it's all there. I'm Jeff Sylvia, and this has been your American Defenders Sports Update. Now back to Gavin Cromwell and Hidden Realms only on Para-X.
This sports report has been brought to you by the American Defenders of New Hampshire. American Defenders of New Hampshire, home of the $1 ticket. Baseball fans rejoice. There's a new team in tax-free New Hampshire. Be part of the action at home or in the stadium as the American Defenders of New Hampshire take to the field all summer long.
Hi, I'm Brian Daubach, former Red Sox first baseman and manager of the American Defenders of New Hampshire, members of the Can-Am Professional Baseball League. Our team philosophy is hustle, think, win, and our mission embodies support to the community through service and sacrifice.
Join them for Thirsty Thursdays or Firework Fridays. America's Defenders of New Hampshire, home of the $1 ticket. To learn more, check out their website at AmericanDefenders.us or call them at 603-883-2255. American Defenders of New Hampshire is a proud sponsor of Gavin Cromwell's Hidden Realms on the Para-X Radio Network. Paranormal fans, make plans now to attend Phantasm 2009, hosted by Sepia and the Browncoat Pub and Theater. This four-day event takes place Thursday, September 10th through Sunday, the 13th, in beautiful downtown Wilmington, North Carolina. Meet the team from Sepia. Plus, get readings from special guest speaker, renowned radio host, and world-famous psychic, Gavin Cromwell. This event includes a special dinner on Thursday, a ghost walk on Friday, participation in an investigation on Saturday, with a brunch and review Sunday. Plus, there'll be vendors, private readings, and more. This event is limited to the first 50 people who sign up. So don't delay. Reserve your seat today. For more information and to reserve your seat, go to www.sepianc.com. Groups welcome and discounted rooms are available for this event. That's www.sepianc.com. Phantasm 2009. Don't miss your chance. Reserve your seat today.
This is Marla Brooks from Stirring the Cauldron, and nobody stirs it up better with our loved ones on the other side than Ron Reeder, the man who talks to angels. Please tune in every Friday at 11 a.m. Central and make a connection.
Be advised, it's time for Gavin Cromwell's Magical Mystery Tour of the Stars.
Roger that, Houston. Godspeed, Gavin.
The Magical Mystery Tour is waiting to take you away.
you very much. Thank you very much. Okay, it's time for Gavin Cromwell's Magical Mystery Tour of the Stars here, ladies and gentlemen. Of course, we're broadcasting live from StarCraft San Diego, where it's boiling hot and sunny, for those of you where it's raining. And as a lot of you know now, I'm not an astrologer. I don't do the charts or anything. But what I do do is a little tarot reading for each one of the zodiac signs. So this is getting very popular. And, of course, it's sponsored by Bella Vita Salon in North Andover that keeps my hair looking fresh and fabulous. So we're going to be kicking off with Aries today. So, Aries, even though it's been a crazy couple of months, you're now going to get the chance for some R&R, rest and recuperation. Preparations for future events scream success, Aries, okay? So good, hard work paying off for a change there for you. Taurus, it's all about having a great time with your fantastic abilities for being creative. Doing something outside the workplace will pay off. Personal relationships, though, may grind to a halt. Ooh, Geminis, okay, this is me. Reviving yourself is the way forward instead of being hesitant. Hesitant about up-and-coming tasks. Relax yourself and face them with peace of mind. You are doing great right now, Geminis, so keep up the good work. Cancers, social times are what you're best at. Sorry, I can't read my writing, ladies and gentlemen. And there's a special event coming up for you. Also, it's time to really think about what your aim is in life and to start the ball rolling on achieving that. Leos, money may be a little bit of a concern, but you will get back on track with things. You're going to be fine. Don't skip on having fun, though, Leos, and it's time to trust those instincts and search deeper inside yourself for some answers. Okay, Virgos. Feeling a little self-conscious could get you down, involving something physical about yourself, and this could cause a relationship to suffer. Don't panic. A great confidence boost is fast approaching for you, Virgos, okay? So hold tight there. Libras, you're about to become in demand even more so, and the industry that you're in may possibly get involved in something a bit more out of the ordinary. So a little bit unconventional things there for you, Libras, okay? So you're going to have to get used to something very quickly. It's going to beckon you to achieve some great work in progress. I think you're going to be doing a lot of work from home, Libras, for some reason. Scorpios, don't just say it, do it. Image gets a revamp and you feel confident to improve your lifestyle. Finances balance and an exciting venture turns out better than you think. Sagittarius, letdowns in your working life should be a thing of the past. Some fantastic new projects open up the doors to where you want to be in life. A partner gets all emotional, Sagittarius, okay? So you're going to be there for them. A bit of emotional support. Capricorn, your mind has been wandering and boredom may have set in. Don't be scared of stepping out of that safety zone and experience something new. New friends work out well. Aquarius, a partner may get a bit pushy and you feel a bit too settled in a convenient situation. Express yourself more. Plus new life is brought into your finances chart here. So cash, okay? Cash from a new avenue. But this is to do with your creativity, okay, Aquarius? Okay, you're going to be doing these creative skills and earning a bit of extra cash from that. Definitely finances balancing out by the end of this summer. Pisces, you are missing the companionship and crave to share your life with somebody. Some crazy news from the family will set your pulse racing, Pisces, okay? And that was your Magical Mystery Tour of the Stars this week, ladies and gentlemen. I hope that was okay for you. And we're going to take a short break now. So top up that glass of wine, crack open a beer, and I shall see you in a minute.
Gavin's Magical Mystery Tour of the Stars has been sponsored by Bella Vita Salon and Day Spa. Bella Vita means beautiful life. You've enjoyed Para X on your computer at work and at home. But today, there's a new way to listen to your favorite shows. Para X has gone mobile. That's right. Para X is now available on the Nokia Internet Radio Network. Now, you can take Para X with you wherever you go. Never miss your favorite shows again. Para X on your cell phone. Tune in today. Nokia Internet Radio is available on all Nokia portable devices with access to the Internet. Your source for everything paranormal, Para X. Now, on Nokia.
Now pitching, Dave Black.
Dave is about to catch his opponent off guard. Not with his nasty fastball. No, instead of a fastball, Dave will be hurling a tomato.
And the pitch.
Ooh. Using tomatoes as baseballs won't go over well with anyone. But if you're looking to hit the ball further and throw better, eating a healthy diet that includes fruits and vegetables is a home run. Packed with nutrients, they could help keep your body healthy and strong, giving you the energy you need to hit that grand slam. When you look at it this way, eating tomatoes is playing hardball against the competition. Run, throw, think, eat better. Can your food do that? Find out at smallstep.gov.
That's smallstep.gov.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
I'm Dustin Perry from GHI, and I'm listening to Gavin Cromwell's Hidden Realms on Para X Radio. He's the only guy in the paranormal with hair as cool as mine.
Welcome back. Here he is, the man with hair better than Cher.
Snap out of it.
Gavin Cromwell.
Welcome back to Gavin Cromwell's Hidden Realms, broadcasting live from StarCraft here in beautiful San Diego, California. I think it's absolutely gorgeous. I'm never leaving. So I'm sat here actually with Sandy Bois, who I met today actually, who is a fabulous astrologer. I know I've just done my magical mystery tour of the stars there, but you are a proper astrologer. You do the charts and everything, Sandy. I want you to tell the listeners there a little bit about yourself.
Oh, okay. Well, first of all, thank you for having me,
My
Gavin.
My pleasure.
Welcome to San Diego, gorgeous, beautiful San Diego.
I love it.
And StarCraft.
Thank you
One
very
of my
much.
Favorite places to be in San Diego.
Oh, it is.
One of my definite destinations in San Diego.
Beautiful.
I started off with astrology, I believe, when I was 21.
Mm-hmm.
A friend of mine who was an astrologer gave me my chart.
Oh.
And that was it. No interpretation.
Oh,
he gave
me
my chart, and I was so curious. I said, that's it. I've got to learn this.
Yeah.
So that's how I started.
Fantastic.
And I made a detour into law school and practiced law a little bit and did some other things.
Mm-hmm.
But all the time I was doing that, I continued learning astrology on my own. So it's been a passion for many, many years.
That's cool.
And now I am a practicing professional astrologer.
Beautiful.
And my area is predictive.
Ah, I like that.
Yes.
Yeah,
it's my divination.
Yeah, of course.
Tool of choice.
Exactly,
yes.
Like read my tarots, yeah.
So that's where, for me, the stepping off point is, mm-hmm. is to get into the chart and to start with the natal chart and then to look at the various, the transits and the secondary progressions and look at the chart in the future to see what's happening for people.
Fantastic. I mean, this is great. And not just that, but you're a paranormal investigator as well as an astrologer. I mean, it's cool. I mean, do you kind of complement the two, working a little bit psychically with the astrology and all of this sort of stuff, you're kind of mixing it together in your own kind of formulation?
Actually, I do. I use the astrology more in my writing than I do in the paranormal investigation.
Yeah,
actually. But they're almost kind of a little bit separate. I wish I could use the astrology
in
the paranormal investigations, but it hasn't happened yet.
Yeah.
But I hope to.
Yeah,
someday.
I think it would be a fascinating crossover to kind of use that during the investigations, actually.
Mm.
But it's cool. I mean, you do the charts and stuff like this and the star signs, and I mean, do you note it? I mean, do you do them on a weekly basis, daily basis for people? Or
almost a daily basis
fantastic.
At this point.
Yeah.
I just got back from Chicago. I did several readings in Chicago, so I'm starting to travel around the country and went to Lilydale, New York.
Fabulous.
Interesting spiritualist community.
Yeah.
And came back very charged up from that experience.
Great.
And I hope actually to go back there and do some astrology there, maybe some teaching.
I think that'd be fantastic.
But down here at lovely StarCraft, I've had my opportunity to a break into teaching. And so I've been teaching.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I believe it.
Thank you.
I believe it.
So I call my business Practical Astrology, and the reason for that is I think if astrology is given to people on too esoteric a level, it's not useful.
Yeah.
And so I really strive to make it as practical and as much of a guide as as possible.
Yeah.
And so I'm trying that with our class. And Teresa's my favorite student.
Because,
well, one of my favorite. I've got a few here. Learning quickly. They are learning quickly. I'm very, very, very pleased. It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It's been a lot of fun.
This is fantastic.
And they're learning so quickly that they're starting to really challenge me. We've gone straight through the basic, and now we're into our intermediate, and before long, they'll all be predictive astrologers.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, this is cool. I relate to that practical side of things, because the reasons that I do with the tarot are very practical based. You know,
Yes. It's
kind of like what's going on now, what's coming up for the next 6 to 12 months.
Yeah.
Going into the past a little bit. But I do like the practical side of readings and the astrology predictions and stuff like that. I think this day and age is more useful to have that practical side of things rather than talking about something that you already know about, you know?
Yes.
So I can really relate to that. I think that's really cool.
And I've been on the other side of readings that are a little, I hate this term, but I'm going to use it, airy-fairy.
Oh.
You know, that are a little kind of out there that you're not quite sure what's coming through. And so I really do strive to make it very clear what the trends and the opportunities are that are coming up. And like your readings, I like to make it very positive.
Yes.
Very hopeful.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's very important to understand what's coming up.
Definitely incorporating a lot of information into
in a positive way.
Yeah. Oh, of course. Now, you just had a reading from me. You're my last girl of today. How did you find it?
Absolutely fantastic.
And I haven't paid her for that.
Can I just say? Absolutely have not, Gavin. It was one of the most wonderful readings I have ever had.
Thank you. It was a cool reading to do, actually, and it was great. And I met one of your guides, Lucas, who was very sexy.
You're holding out on me.
But it was cool. It was a nice reading, a lot of energy there, so it was cool. So your investigation side of things, what kind of investigating do you do? Is it a certain group that you work with? Are you freelance?
Absolutely. I'm actually secretary and treasurer for a group here in Southern California based out of Anaheim, California.
Cool.
You can find us on our website at Haunted911.
Oh, lovely. Yes, I like it.
Yes, we're paranormal research investigators, PRI.
Lovely.
And we exist through the Learning Light Center in Anaheim. And we are there solely to help those people who are having paranormal issues.
Yeah, yeah.
And we receive calls of all kinds, as, you know,
you guys
do. You know what that's about. And, of course, we go out for no charge, and we do conduct investigations. And we review what our findings and then come back to the clients and let them know.
Well, that's wonderful. I think that's absolutely fantastic.
We're a mini tap.
That doesn't matter. That's absolutely fantastic. It's all good work. And now, talking of investigation teams, Teresa, we're starting one off here, and I think we're doing the first one. When is it? When are we doing our first investigation?
Gosh, the first investigation through StarCraft is going to be on July 31st.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, I'm going to be here doing it with you.
Yes, now, interesting.
I know. I was going to say, I haven't got a clue where we're going to be going. I'm anticipation. I'm just don't know what to expect from this, Teresa. So, have you got a name for this group that we're kicking off with?
We're kicking it around.
Oh,
it's looking like it's going to be StarCraft Paranormal Investigation.
Okay,
is what we're thinking.
What about StarCraft's crew? I don't know.
That could be. That actually could be.
Good.
But you're going to be with us on our very first.
Yep.
It's going to be StarCraft History.
Oh, wow.
And so if any of you guys out there are StarCrafters and you're listening.
StarCrafters.
Oh, yes.
Is that the fan club?
Yes,
I like it.
make sure you come on in and get your name on the waiting list to join in the club and get things rolling.
That should be the name of your team, StarCrafters. I think that would be brilliant. Definitely. The StarCrafters Investigation Team. I think it's really cool. And we're going to start this off. We're going to be kicking off. With this first investigation. Yes, love.
And I have to tell you, Gavin,
you
are very lucky being here in San Diego.
Yeah.
I have done several paranormal investigations and have taken several tours, and there are many, many haunted sites here to choose from in San Diego. Well, many cities, but there are some very fascinating history here in San Diego.
Yeah.
So wherever they take you, it's going to be lovely.
Spirited to the rafters. My first visit was actually in January, and I went down to Old Town San Diego, And it was such a crazy little place down there. And there was this graveyard, the dusty old...
Yes, I know very well.
I went there, but I was taken to the Whaley House.
Yes.
And that was just, oh my God, it was incredible. It was a very haunted location.
Mm-hmm. It is indeed, very famous location.
Yeah, and it was very cool, actually. I did enjoy it, visiting there. But so I'm interested to see what's in store for me with the StarCrafters investigation team. I think it's sounding good. Now, talking about StarCraft again, because we're broadcasting live from here tonight, ladies and gentlemen. We've got some interesting things around here, like the little cauldrons are beautiful, Teresa. Tell us about these a minute.
Well, the cauldrons you can get pretty much everywhere, but the cauldron holders are something that's exclusive to StarCraft.
I'm looking at them.
Yeah, you guys can buy them here. They've been designed by Benita's husband. A lot of different varieties for different size cauldrons.
Yep.
The reason that we did was, you might see the one on the altar has a place where you could use it as a handle.
Yes, yeah.
That is so that during ritual, mm-hmm. you can carry it around, use it as a sensor, without burning yourself on the cast iron. Fantastic.
That's exactly. It's thought so cleverly there to do that. That's brilliant. Like I was saying just then at the beginning of the interview, that there's a lot of things here from individual artists, like the boards here that Bonita's done, and
absolutely.
There's lots of individual pieces.
I had Bonita, in fact, did a custom board for a friend of mine.
Well,
they towed them, and she artistically was able to.
It
was
snake.
Snake. Yes, it was a serpent with her totem, and so Bonita did the snake on the inside of the board. It was just beautiful.
Yeah, I'm seeing some of them. I like the owl one, actually. It's really cool. Yeah. Of course, these boards, I'll be talking to Bonita a little bit later about them. Spirit boards? Are they message boards? Are they sort of
pendulum boards.
Pendulum boards.
Yes.
Lovely.
And each and every one is kind of bound in a way so that they're going to be used for the greater good. They're going to be connecting with your higher self, with your spirit guides, to work with your pendulum.
That is fantastic. I really like that. Yeah, they're powerful little things. I do like them. There's a couple behind me here. And fantastic. Now, also, we were talking just before the break earlier on about it being a little bit of an apothecary thing down the corridor here. Some little herbs, or herbs, as you say here in America. Herbs.
Spices in the city of La Mesa. But yes, that's what we have.
Okay, spices. Oh, sorry if I got you into trouble there. Woo!
Okay. Fine.
Okay, so spicy stuff here at StarCraft. I mean, for rituals, for incense, what sort of stuff have we got here?
A little bit of everything.
Mm-hmm.
We bring in lavender. We have things along the lines of mugwort, some mandrake, but we don't recommend that one for tea.
I know. Because that could, very painful. Yeah,
wormwood, not so much.
No. But that's cool. I mean, so you can recommend to people what they could use as a tea, as an incense, as, you know, just to put into it, perhaps a talisman or something.
Benita's actually the whiz at that.
So, fantastic.
I know you'll be talking about that.
Yeah.
She can look at somebody and go, oh, you really don't want to burn that herb.
Mm-hmm.
Trust me.
That is cool. Yes, so she knows exactly what is needed for
it. Have a real natural affinity for it.
That's fantastic. I'm all about the natural progression, as you know. I all like, the natural way of learning things. This is fantastic. No, it's great. I mean, it's cool. Again, it goes back to what I was saying, that the store really has got a little bit of something for everybody to offer, It's cool, and we really do love it here. So we're going to go to a short break again, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to be coming up with some more guests, but thank you guys for this fabulous interview. Thank you, Sandy, as well. It was great to interview
you
as an astrologer on the show. You're the first one on the show, actually, astrologer.
Yay.
So, fantastic. Okay, guys, stay tuned. We'll be back straight after this break.
Gavin Cromwell's Hidden Realms is brought to you this hour by ParaRockProductions.com. Gavin will be right back. ParaRockProductions.com. 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 ParaRockProductions.com.
That's enough. What the fuck? Enough. How many times do you have to keep repeating ParaRockProductions.com over and over again? We're all getting a little sick and tired of it. We all love ParaRock Productions.
I'm sorry. It's just, there's so much you can do there. I mean, you can order custom printed clothing, get business cards, get websites, get web hosting. I mean, if you're a paranormal group, it's got everything you need. ParaRockProductions.com. ParaRockProductions.com. ParaRockProductions.com.
How many times do I have to tell you? Stop repeating the thing over and over again.
Okay, sorry. ParaRockProductions.com.
Stop it.
Imagine a world where this sound was never heard again. It's hard to imagine such a world, but it could happen. Luckily, there is a place where caring people are dedicated to stop such a tragedy from happening. Wolf Hollow is a nonprofit organization which began its mission in 1988 by the late Paul Safran to dispel the myths about one of the most misunderstood creatures on our planet, the great wolf. But they need your help.
Hi, this is Joni Safran, the director of Wolf Hollow in Ipswich, Massachusetts. Won't you help us to preserve, protect, and educate people about the majestic wolf? Your donation will help us help them. Thank you.
Go to www.wolfhollowipswich.org to find out how you can help. That's www.wolfhollowipswich.org. Please do it today. Don't let the howl be silenced.
Hi, this is John Zappas, and I'm here with Gavin on Hidden Realms, and he is a very good friend of mine.
Welcome back. Here he is, the man who sees what you're doing, so you'd better stop it, Gavin Cromwell.
Woo-hoo! Big up the StarCraft. So we come back now. We, of course, we're in our first hour, sponsored by PowerRockProductions.com, Shannon Sylvia. And what a fabulous first hour we're having. So we're back here with Natalia here at StarCraft, and Teresa's still here. So I want to talk a little bit about the Reiki and crystal goings-on here at StarCraft, Natalia. Tell us a little bit about what you do here.
Well, I am one of Teresa's apprentices.
Come close to the microphone.
I'm one of Teresa's apprentices. I'm between 3A and 3B, and I have the best Reiki master teacher in the world.
I didn't pay her to say that.
No. Finding her was a blessing. Finding the store was a blessing. And it's changed my life, all of the Reiki work that I've been doing. Mm-hmm. And love working with the crystals. Whenever I send distance Reiki, my favorite way to send is through crystals.
Definitely.
And just each person that I send to, I
fantastic.
Feel it out and see which one I need and then send it that one. And
sounds perfect.
Been practicing different techniques and been working with Teresa and been having a lot of fun doing it. And
that's cool.
Going through all the Reiki changes. But they're fabulous, and I've met a lot of wonderful people here and got a lot of great Reiki siblings.
Yes.
Fantastic. Which are also here. And yeah. I mean, it's amazing. It's been definitely amazing.
That's awesome. We have a very growing Reiki family, and what she means by Reiki siblings is that every time I attune a new student, they become part of our family.
So Teresa's a Reiki mom.
Oh, I love that. You're Reiki mom.
Yep,
that is perfect. And is she a good student, Teresa?
Oh, absolutely fantastic. Yep. Can you see how shiny she is?
She is. Very shiny. Shiny little Natalia.
And Natalia. Great. And as my apprentice, what that means is that she's actually studying to become a Reiki teacher herself.
Fantastic.
And
this
so
is good.
In just about a year, a little over a year, she's going to be taking on students of her own and growing her own little family.
This is wonderful. I mean, this is fantastic. Another example on how much this shop appeals and changes people's lives, you know, and really puts them on the right track with things and makes a difference to them. And certainly for you, Natalia, it seems to have done this, you know.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's completely changed my life. I mean, working with the Reiki and just everything that it has to offer and the group here itself. I mean, because just because you've been attuned to Reiki, I've learned, doesn't mean that you're, you know, doing the steps and working what you need to be doing. But when you're in the right place and you're with the right people and everything, it's amazing.
It
and it makes a huge difference. And I mean, when you really just kind of feel it and feel the universe running through you and listen to your guides and kind of just follow your intuition. It just makes such a huge difference. And, I mean, having such
I focus very hard on that.
This is,
Yeah, definitely. And having her, I mean, she's wonderful because she's so supportive. If I ever need anything, she's always there. And so it's amazing, you know, because to have someone that you can call if, like, you know, you have a question or anything, as opposed to someone that maybe wouldn't, that makes it all the difference in the world.
Absolutely.
And Natalia has a similar background to mine, where she had a Reiki master prior to me.
Mm-hmm.
So I felt like I was bringing in somebody who already knew the ropes.
Oh, good. Yeah, I suppose, yeah, it makes it a little bit easier then, that they've been, you know, exposed to it a little
Some
bit
common
more.
Common language.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but at the same time, even though I felt like I knew the ropes, I learned so much more through her, and like just our connection was so much stronger.
She felt much more comfortable with her.
Definitely.
You know, we had that link straight away.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes to show that you have to be comfortable with the person you're learning from.
Definitely.
And you just develop even more so then. So it's important to kind of shop around till you find that one person you're comfortable with practicing.
Yeah.
And it sounds like you found her,
yes,
Natalia.
Yes,
Reiki mom, Teresa.
Grabbed her and pulled her up here. She wasn't prepared today.
I know. She's doing a great job.
She's getting back by making me cry.
She's working those emotions. Now, Natalia, I see you wearing a little pentagram there.
Yes.
The pentagram. What does the pentagram mean to you?
Well, I don't know. Because to me, I've always been pulled towards, I guess, the pagan path, earth-based religions and earth-based spirituality and all
Beautiful.
That stuff, and working with the universe, and
animals.
To me it's just an animal, definitely,
yeah.
And it's kind of just, I don't know, my little charms are protective, and
exactly.
As you've seen, I have one
it's
that's the same as the tattoo on my back.
I know,
so, as you
so
noticed,
cool.
So, and you told me that you have one yourself.
Yeah, I do. I have one back home. It's the serpent to bear, and it's on the
Ouroboros.
That's right, yeah. I'm so glad you pronounced it then, because I knew that I wasn't going to say it right.
It takes some practice, but once you get it on you, you have to learn.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But
it's a beautiful symbol.
Yeah, it's very protective to me, and I've felt a connection with it, and I don't know why. When I was a kid, when I was really young, and like 10 years old, I just felt this connection with this side of, I don't know, I don't want to say religion or anything,
spirituality.
So, and it's just kind of grown, and StarCraft has taught me so much, that I, like Teresa told me that, you know, like I had it inside, but she helped cut off the ribbons, and it's very true, and it's definitely,
thank you.
I mean, how does that make you feel, Teresa, knowing that you've changed somebody's whole life through this store?
A little overwhelming.
Yeah.
A little overwhelming, and I forget how far the ripples can go out.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, so it's nice to hear.
Yeah.
Yeah, good. And I mean, yeah, exactly. We've got Natalia and probably many others that have been touched by this. We've got a nice little crowd of, I know, we've got a crowd of StarCrafters here tonight. So it's looking good. And, I mean, Natalia, you're obviously doing so, so well. I wish you all the luck carrying on doing this Reiki.
Thank you.
You're going to carry on progressing and just doing this fantastic work with Teresa and with the crystals and stuff like that. What's your favorite crystal at the moment, Natalia? What mode are you in at the moment?
Apophyllite.
Oh, yeah, lovely. You gave me an apophyllite, actually, Teresa,
yes,
last time I was here. It's on my altar in New Hampshire. Martin's passing me a post-it. What Reiki classes are available right now?
It's kind of on an individual basis. If people call the store, we'll be happy to set it up. I set up classes for attunements of no more than about 4 students, because I've learned my limits.
And it's important. I think doing the smaller groups is important to aim that energy. You know,
the day of 6 students is going to live in for me, and I'm never going to be.
Exactly. But you can dedicate, but you can dedicate a lot more time and energy when
Absolutely.
It's a smaller group individually then.
And so we do first level is up to 4. Second level, which takes place on 2 different days, about a week apart.
Mm-hmm.
About the same. So, you know, contact the store if you're interested.
Fantastic. Again, that's through StarCraft's OB.
And there's a different email address, but I believe it's on the site. It's RAT S-E-E at cox.net.
Oh! That's right. We'll all remember that one. So, and also, if you want, of course, Sandy Bois, who's on just then, if you want to get hold of her, you can get, we can get hold of her through StarCraft.
Absolutely.
As well.
And I should mention, she did a very special chart for me. I had a hypnotic regression done some years ago, and she ran that chart and compared it to my natal chart.
Oh, wow.
We're still going over it. There's a lot to look at.
Fantastic.
It blew me backwards. Fantastic job.
She's a fabulous energy about it when I was doing her reading. So, yeah, Sandy Bois, the astrologer you heard just then, ladies and gentlemen, you can get hold of her through StarCraft here. And what, I mean, is there other treatments available here at StarCraft?
I do Reiki sessions as well.
Fantastic.
So anyone can come in. Appointments are recommended. Hour long, put you on the table. You know from firsthand how nice
you all the listeners will know that I had a nasty accident with my hip and it popped out. And I walked into StarCraft and instantly I had a very hot hand on my buttock. yes, and it was fabulous. It was great. And I mean, I really felt it. I mean, I'd never had a Reiki session before, and it was just fabulous to do it. And it was just before my tarot workshop, so it gave me that little bit of boost of energy before I'd done that. And it just felt fantastic. And it does show, I mean, what Natalia was saying just then, what a difference Reiki can make to your life, really, you know, and what you can offer. When you practice Reiki, what I found anyway, I'm not a practitioner myself, but I've noticed that Reiki masters and everything, even though they give this healing, it makes them feel therapeutic themselves, you know? It heals themselves also.
Absolutely.
So this is fantastic. So, yeah, thank you, Natalia, for coming
on.
And have a little...
great meeting you.
Oh,
finally.
Yeah, it was lovely to meet you too, Natalia. Very nice energy indeed. Lovely. Lovely stuff. So we're going to be going into our second hour after this break, ladies and gentlemen, so please stay tuned. We're going to take a break now, and I will see you back here in just a few minutes.
This hour of Gavin Cromwell's Hidden Realms is sponsored by Pararockproductions.com. Don't go away. Gavin will be right back. Whether your group does investigations as a hobby or as a more serious endeavor, people need to know you're out there and ready to help. The best way to do that is with a website. Pararockproductions.com can help you get noticed on the web. Their professional designers will set up a 4-page website, secure your domain name, and host it on the internet, all for one low price, exclusive to ParaX listeners. A website is a great way for clients to find you and to learn about your team. For more information, go to Pararockproductions.com. And while you're there, check out their other great services, such as custom design t-shirts and business card printing. Don't delay. Get noticed today with Pararockproductions.com. Pararockproductions.com is a proud sponsor of Gavin Cromwell's Hidden Realm.
Join the Morning X every Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. till noon. She's my your source for everything paranormal. Para-X.
Kentucky Area Paranormal Society.
Cats.
Explore the unknown.
Cats.
Discover the truth. With your hosts, Dave and Tom, Sundays at 8 p.m. on your source for everything paranormal, Para-X.
I've had trouble with Angel trying to finish high school. He's always struggled through even elementary. It would be frustrating because sometimes I would talk to him and he wouldn't even turn around and look at me. I would ask him, so you're going to school today, right? He would say, yeah. And then later during the day, I would get a phone call saying he wasn't in class. He dropped off for a whole month. There's a time that I just gave up. I just decided, you know what, I don't know what to do with you. I mean, I pretty much have done everything to try to get you back to school. You know, you feel that maybe you're not a good parent, or maybe you don't know how to fix the problem. I really didn't have many people to look to but myself. Now I think that it's gotten a lot better. Now I at least have hope that he'll finish high school. I can't give up. He's still my son, you know? I can't give up.
Give your teen the boost they need to graduate. Call 1-877-4A-KID or join us at boostup.org for tips and advice. Brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
food for the mind, spirit, and soul. The Black Cat Lounge, now serving Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time on the Para-X Radio Network.
Gavin Cromwell's Hidden Realms is on the air. Welcome to the second hour of Gavin Cromwell's Hidden Realms, live from StarCrafts in San Diego, California. Up this hour, Gail Scott Key stops by with Hollywood Nights and a whole lot more. It's another fabulous hour of Gavin Cromwell's Hidden Realms. Now, once again, here is your host, Gavin Cromwell.
Thank you very much. So, guys, again, a very warm welcome back to the show from San Diego. And we're now a second day we're here, ladies and gentlemen. And, of course, this is sponsored by Fabulous Ideal Event Management, who are my agents over here in the USA. And you can catch them at idealeventmanage.com. And they're the sponsor of our second hour here on Hidden Realms. So hello to Alex and to Mark Tetlow. So we're back here at StarCraft, and I've got a little group of people around me, some StarCrafters, and we're going to start talking about what the store means to them and their stories, their experiences, and of course we've got Benita here as well, who got some of her products here at the store. But I want to start off with Tracy, who sat right next to me. Tracy's pulling up with me while I'm over here in San Diego and in Tracy Towers. Villa Tracy, I'll call it. And first of all, though, Tracy, I gave you a reading today, and you're about to kind of really, like a lot of the listeners listening to the show, embark on this kind of spiritual journey that you're on, but you've been feeling pretty intense about it. And tell the listeners what I said to you in this reading today.
The part about throwing me in the deep end and not caring? Or
yes, throwing the deep end, I don't care, just shut up and do it.
Basically, it's that I'm not having confidence in myself, and I'm not believing in what I can do.
Yeah.
And so apparently I got spanked today by the spirits, because they were telling me I need to listen, I need to do what I can do, and
yeah,
stop being stubborn and refusing.
I mean, it's not just you, Tracy. There are a lot of my clients out there, guys and girls, that know they can do this. They pick up these things. They're sensitive. It's like when we do location work, I say always, if you pick up a name or a situation or something like that, make sure you say it. Don't feel silly about doing it. And don't worry about what other people will think. And don't worry about the information that you're going to give them. Don't think, oh my God, I've got to get it right all the time.
Yeah,
you're
always afraid of being wrong.
You're frightened of being wrong. Forget that. You've got information. Trust the information you're going to give them and say it. You know what I mean? More often than not, well, pretty much all the time, it's going to mean something to them. That's why you're getting the information. So, I made you come on the show tonight because I want you to basically have this to use as an example for being a naughty girl and not listening to spirit and me and, of course, your fellow StarCrafters here. But what does the store mean to you here at StarCrafts? I mean, I know you've got a lot of gorgeous crystals and things from here to help doing this spiritual work.
One of the things I love about this place is the minute you walk in the doors, you feel like you can breathe and you can be yourself and you can explore all the aspects of the metaphysical side of life that you want to. And Teresa and Rodney are magnificent, and Teresa's just always right there to answer questions, as well as Benita, who also, you know, puts up with my lack of confidence and tries to encourage me to do what I should be doing. But the store, everybody that I know that comes in here just feels at home the second that they come in.
Yeah, most definitely. Yeah, yeah, definitely. And you can definitely feel that here. But no, I wanted you to come on and speak about this, Tracy, because I know a lot of the listeners will relate to you being sensitive and being a little bit apprehensive about going forward and pursuing their kind of psychic career.
You think you can't do it.
Path. You think you can't do it. But it's, you know, it's time to let go of, you know, being your own worst enemy. You know?
Yeah, that was in the reading as well.
Yeah. After we spanked your bottom.
Yeah, after you spanked
your
bottom. And threatened to throw me in the deep end.
Yeah, and I want you to use this interview as a symbol of, you know, the beginning of things to come. You know, you've just told thousands of people now that you're going to do this work, and we're going to hold you to it. We're going to hold you to it. So, And yeah, you've got witnesses.
I've got
thousands of witnesses.
Oh, Lord.
And this is going to be downloaded. It's on iTunes. It's on all those lovely things.
But so. No pressure. No pressure.
So, no, you're fabulous. I wanted to keep up the good work, Tracy. And thank you so much for putting up with me at your home.
No, actually, they are fantastic house guests. They're very lovely, lovely, lovely.
Well, thank you very much. You're taking me to Disneyland on Saturday.
Yes.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Tracy,
for
coming on the show. Thank you, my love. Thank you, Tracy. Beautiful. Okay, DT, now I know you've got to rush off very quickly in a moment, so I want to talk to you a little bit. I wanted to come closer to my microphone and tell me a little bit what StarCrafts means to you. I know you're friends with Natalia. You came in with her today.
Yes. Natalia and I are actually Reiki siblings as well.
Fantastic.
We were the infamous six girls.
Yes. That good old six number.
But StarCrafts has completely opened a whole new world for me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually in school learning to be a psychologist, and
wow,
work with Reiki has really helped me not only heal myself, but also not take on as much with other people and issues.
I suppose it's an important thing, actually, with you going to school and studying and all this. It kind of gives you a little outlet, almost.
Yeah, it definitely does. So it's completely changed, like, my whole outlook, everything that I've done. Also, with taking Teresa's crystal classes.
Yes, yeah.
I had never, like, really thought about working with crystals before, but once I started here at StarCrafts, I remember, actually, one time we had a crystal show here, and, you know, we do a little introductions and everything, and I introduce myself as a crystal addict.
Oh, we all are a crystal addict here.
Yeah.
Forget Alcoholics Anonymous. We're crystal addicts. Do you know what I mean? Fantastic.
I've gone to the light side.
Cool. Fabulous. Fabulous, Steve. This is great. So where are you looking to kind of go in with the Reiki? You're going to continue doing this?
And I will.
Using it in your life? And
Where are you going, Aditi?
Oh, you got your teacher here with you.
She's actually pushing me to become a Reiki master teacher. And
good.
And I have talked to her about it, and I think that's the path that we're pursuing at the moment.
Like, that is fantastic.
Yeah, I'm really excited about it. I've learned so much, and now I want to give back and be able to teach others as well.
Yeah. Oh, wow, that's cool.
Yeah, not only the work that I've learned here, but also kind of incorporating what I've learned in school.
Cool stuff. This is great. Again, you know, it's just showing how StarCrafts has touched your life. I mean, it's showing you expanding yourself, doing this Reiki, and almost giving you that kind of sanctuary outside of your crazy sort of usual lifestyle. And finding the Reiki has really helped you along with that and to deal with things.
Mm-hmm. And there's a huge support system here. This is my home. Whenever I come in, it's like, okay, let's go. Like,
we're noticing this is the theme of this store. Everyone's classing it as a second home, you know?
Right.
It's a very important establishment, you know? So it better keep going, Teresa. Otherwise, I can see plaques and billboards out there, protesters saying, open the store. So this is cool. So thank you, DT, for coming on the show. It's been lovely speaking to you and Natalia today. Thank you very much, my love. Thank you. So we're going to shoot over to Mr. Evan. Hello, Evan. Welcome to the show.
Thanks.
So talk to me now. I mean, you come into StarCrafts today. What does it mean to you to come to this store and kind of...
Well, my parents are not pagan, and I live with them right now, so...
Yeah. Oh, interesting.
So I can't really talk to them about this stuff, otherwise they give me the look like... You're crazy.
Again, it's a bit like Tracy. I mean, there's a lot of listeners out there. I know there's a lot of younger listeners in exactly the same position as you. Their parents may not be supportive of their spiritual lifestyle, whatever it may be. And so I think I'm really glad, actually, you're coming on the show and saying this. So obviously the store means a lot to you.
Yeah, coming here means that I can talk to people who think the same way and don't think I'm crazy.
Yeah, exactly. Well, no, you're certainly not crazy. I'm crazy, Evan, okay? So this is cool. I mean, you come here, I mean, do you get your crystals and all your kind of ritual stuff from here?
Yeah, what I need from here.
Yeah.
Candles, crystals, that kind of stuff.
Fantastic. And the trees are a big help to you and the guys at the store here?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is great. I'm so pleased you got. I mean, how does it feel coming on here and talking about this now and feeling normal, you know?
Well, coming on here is nerve-wracking.
It's not nerve-wracking. We're all friends here. But no, this is great, Evan. Thank you so much for coming on here. And you're going to carry on coming to StarCraft and developing your paganism and stuff like this. And
yes, of course.
Fantastic. And don't let anything hold you back. Carry on doing it. I mean, don't let anybody talk you out of doing this. It's obviously your chosen path. You're going to do so well at it. So thank you very much for coming on the show and sharing your experiences here at StarCraft. And coming out as a pagan. Thank you very much, Evan. Cheers, mate. Thank you. Do you hear that? I owe him. Uh-oh. So, cheers. Now we're going to Nancy. So, now, Nancy, I met you last time I came here to San Diego. And your lovely husband, Matt, as well. So, first of all, tell the listeners your experiences here at StarCraft and also that kind of situation we had with Matt there. That was interesting.
Well, a friend told me about this shop, and from the first time I came in here, my life has been changed. My spirituality has been developing they tried to make me organize religion as a kid. I couldn't buy it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was thrown into spiritualists and went to a spiritualist church for a while, but I didn't like the politics of the church. And my husband went there as a honeydew, not really, that he wanted to. He mm-hmm. got some readings from the ministers there, but nothing ever really clicked. He still didn't believe in mm-hmm. anything because he's like almost atheist. Mm-hmm. And then I came here, coming here, developing, learning all about Wicca and this wonderful Wicca family I now have, meeting wonderful friends. And I saw that you were coming, and the little voice in my head said, "Sign us up." And he came. You're like, yeah, right, here we go again.
Yeah, he's a man.
He's a man. And he's all like chromosomes. none of the other. So as we're sitting there waiting for you to come out and do your thing, I'm sending you these vibes. Please pick him. Please pick him.
And I did.
And he did, like, one of the first ones. And, I mean, it was, like, so right on. We had goosebumps down my spine.
I remember I was talking about, like, his work and somebody called Brian and all this sort of stuff come out.
Yeah,
I remember
he was naming actual names in Matt's life,
yeah.
of real people that have been in his life. So
it was so moving, actually, because Matt came up to me at the end of that gallery show and he said, "You've completely changed my attitude towards this. You completely changed it." And he actually booked on for a one-on-one. I spent an hour with Matt.
And he gave up a football game to do it at the last minute.
Super Bowl. Matt gave up the Super Bowl to come and see me, and I can't tell you how, you know, thrilled I was by that. I mean, since then, Nancy, I mean, has he been, you know, a lot more open with this? And
a little bit. Well, he admits that he believes in you.
Oh,
what
good.
You say.
Yeah, so, that's cool.
But it's like, you have become a family member. We're always talking about you.
Yeah. Oh.
So when you move here, you're going to come over, okay?
Absolutely. Do me a nice dinner, Nancy.
I promise.
It's a date. It's a date. So you went over to Salem, Massachusetts not so long ago.
Uh-huh.
And how did you find that?
Oh, it was wonderful to be among more Wiccan than Muggles.
Definitely.
There's so many shops there, and you didn't have to be afraid of what you say or have your guard on, because you got the vibes. And one of the shops I went into was called The Hex, and the lady that there's a reader there, my favorite goddess that I relate to is Bast. I mean,
she's wonderful.
She's wonderful.
Yeah.
And I walk in there, and she's at the other end of the store looking at me as I walk in, and she goes, "You have Bast all around you."
Oh, wow. And this is Laurie Bruno now, who works from Hex in Salem, Massachusetts.
And the other thing is, my ultimate dream is to go to Stonehenge. And she goes, "And you need to go to Stonehenge."
Oh, I tell you what, she is an amazing, amazing woman. She's a Strega witch there in Salem, and a Sicilian Strega witch, and she's amazing.
She was like you, she named people in my life and who they were. How do you know that?
She's an incredible little lady. She's wonderful. And I'm glad you got to Salem in the end. And it is truly a magical place for pagans, for Wiccans, and everybody to go there to experience a bit of that history. And it's certainly surrounding there, not just because of the history of it, but because of the people that are drawn there today, even, you know? So you still feel that energy, and that was cool for you to go there.
I know. I felt like I went home.
Yeah.
Even though I've never been there before.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And I mean, there's so many people that's talking to me about that over here, and it's certainly a place that I believe that every true witch should visit at one time in their life to experience that.
Just be prepared, the street signs aren't very good.
Definitely. Okay. Well, Nancy, thank you so much for coming on. Send my love to Matt.
Okay.
Tell him I will catch up with him soon. And thank you very much for coming on to Hidden Realms.
Thank you very much, Nancy. And then,
last but certainly not least, Bonita. Miss Bonita is on the show. Bonita, oh, they're chanting. They're chanting for you, love. So, Benita, now, you are a crucial part of this show. Every time I come here, you're here. And, I mean, this place...
I live here.
You live here. There's a little apartment at the back.
Yes, I have a cot in the storeroom. Yes, I've been good lately, so they took the chains off.
Oh, well, I'm so pleased to hear that. I heard you were enjoying them a bit too much.
When I heard that you were offering spankings in your readings, I was really bummed.
It's a little bonus that I do. Yeah. It's one of my little extras that I do for my readings. So, okay, so Benita, now we were talking about your fabulous little pendulum boards here earlier on in the show, and they are beautiful. What inspired you to make these beautiful things?
Actually, Therese, pendulum's really not my tool.
Oh, wow.
But it's Therese's, and so that there's always tons of beautiful... It's not my tool, but I don't know how many I own.
I know, yeah.
Because they're
things.
Made of crystals, and, you know...
They're
yes.
just gorgeous. They call to you. You have to have them.
Yes. My name's Benita. I'm a crystal freak.
See, we're all coming out today on this show.
Yeah. But I had seen a pendulum board made in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, oh, I'd love to try wood burning something like that. And I love trees. So my first ones were all trees.
Wow.
And so I taught myself to wood burn.
Mm-hmm.
And so then people would come up to me and say, well, could you make... this design, and they hand me something, a pendant or an amulet.
So you customize them for people.
Right, or I actually had someone bring me a piece of art that someone had drawn for him of a wolf.
Oh, wow.
And he said, could you do this for me? And I said, well, I'll give it a shot.
Yeah.
And that's how it started.
Well, this is amazing. I mean, you do such fabulous things. So you also blend oils.
I do.
They are lovely. And you're a big fan of the dragon's blood that you sell here in Starcraft.
Me and dragons.
Yeah.
Yes.
Your totem. You love
we're tight.
Yeah. Fiery dragon energy.
Oh, yes. You should have been here for the moon ritual we did. That was awesome.
Oh. Powerful stuff.
That
sounds wonderful.
Yes.
So, I mean, working at the store and Teresa and Rodney, what does the place mean to you to be able to work from here?
I'm going to cry.
Oh, my God.
When the first time I ever was at StarCraft was actually when it was still in Ocean Beach and Molly owned it. And then I was working in a very different industry at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And I was away for a while. And I came back and I found out the store had been sold. And I'm like, oh, my God, where'd it go? And then I found it again. And I came here and I took some classes and I was like between things.
Mm-hmm.
And I came in one day and Teresa had an unfortunate or perhaps fortunate loss in staffing. And I felt really bad for her and I talked to her about it. And when I left, I didn't get a mile away and I called her on my cell phone. And I said, well, are you looking for someone?
Oh.
And there's this hesitation, and she said, well, who did you have in mind? And I said, well, me.
Yeah,
So that'd be fabulous. And, absolutely.
Yeah.
And I have to say, it was a place I needed to be. It was a sanctuary for me and a place that has allowed me to play, to really explore and experiment. Oh, oops, I wasn't supposed to tell them that I experiment on them, but the room full of guinea pigs.
Yes.
They've all been subjected to my herbs and oils and
but
and so
I've
on.
Heard nothing but good reports, though, Benita. So you're
that's
doing something
the
right.
Other people, the ashes are in there.
Oh, my Lord.
Yes, right next to the witch's enzyme.
Fabulous. In a jar. So we just won't talk about that.
Well, the chains we took off me, they're being used.
Fantastic. You're holding them hostage here, Benita.
Well, you have to get your ingredients from somewhere.
Exactly. I've got a good supply here. So, no, this is cool. So it's obviously, again, the store has changed your life as an individual.
It's been the cliche about a door opening or closing and then another one opening.
Yeah.
This wasn't the door. This was the, Coliseum opening for me.
Wow.
It was just huge. And it's like, I'm appreciated here.
Mm.
I'm wanted here. I'm needed here. And I'm so incredibly fortunate and lucky because that's not true everywhere.
Oh, my God. Yeah, emotions running high here at the store.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it is. I mean, you are one big family, and, you know, long may this continue, because, you know, you're obviously all there for each other through traumas, you know, family, mm-hmm. you know, family yep. passings, you yep. know, separations, all of this. You all gather together like a complete rock of strength here at the store. You know, you all mm-hmm. got each other's backs, you know, yeah. which is cool. You don't see that in a lot of stores. And you feel it as soon as you walk through the door in this right. place, which is why it's a pleasure as a reader to come here to do mm-hmm. workshops and things like this.
Yep.
Because you know that, you know, that it's a strong team here, and that you all respect each other 100%. So
yeah. And I get the opportunity to meet people and hang out with you.
Oh, well, I'm just a little someone that breezes in and out all the time. That's just me. But absolutely, it's been a pleasure to talk to you on here.
Oh, thank you so much.
Keep on making these spirit boards and blending the oils and the transfers and everything, because it's beautiful. And people can get hold of you through StarCraft
absolutely.
As well. Fantastic.
Actually,
yeah, oh yes, of course, you're a fabulous reader. We've been talking about this, sorry I missed that. Benita's also a fabulous reader and a teacher. Anything else to add to that list, Benita?
Well, is this public radio?
No, this is worldwide radio.
So. We do have a special aphrodisiacs class we teach.
Yes.
Oh, wow, that sounds interesting.
Yes.
Aphrodisiacs class?
Yes, of course.
21's and over?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, see, this is cool. This is awesome stuff. So, guys, check it out. This is StarCraftsOB.com, yeah?
Yeah.
Fantastic. Log on to there, and you can check it all the guys see. And thank you so much, Benita, for coming
welcome.
On.
You're
Benita,
fun.
Ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, love. Okay, guys, we're going to go to a quick break here. There's tears and emotions running high here at StarCraft, and I'll catch you back here in a minute.
Ideal Event Management is a proud sponsor of Gavin Cromwell's Hidden Realms. Don't go away. Gavin will be right back. Whether you need help putting together your event, looking for a celebrity, or just want to pump up the excitement, look no further than Ideal Event Management. Ideal Event Management is a top-rated paranormal events organizer. They also represent some of the biggest names and personalities in the paranormal community. Contact Mark at 413-478-3642 or check out their website at idealeventmanagement.com. Ideal Event Management is a proud sponsor of Gavin Cromwell's Hidden Realms.
Are you walking around with a broken heart? Do you feel something is not quite wrong but not quite right either, and you can't put your finger on it? Miss Lucy understands. So tune in Mondays at 3 p.m. Eastern to ILN Radio and begin to explore the possibilities exclusively on the Para-X Radio Network.
Para-X Radio presents Real Persons of Genius.
Real Persons of Genius.
Today, we salute you, Mr. and Mrs. Para-X Show Host.
Mr. and Mrs. Para-X Show Host.
Armed with nothing more than a laptop and a microphone, you hit the air to scare the bejesus out of your audience.
What the hell was that noise?
Like a dog peeing on a fire hydrant, you always whet our appetite for more.
I just can't get enough.
Whether it's witches, ghosts, fairies, or Bigfoot, we admire your ability to set aside reality and believe anything anyone tells you.
Seek professional help.
So the next time you're kneeling in front of your 8x10 glossy of Dave and Tom lighting a candle, remember, if it wasn't for you, I might be able to sleep without the lights on.
Mr. and Mrs. Para-X Show Host.
Para-X Radio Network, powered by CBS.
In the world of fairy tales, Sleeping Beauty had three good fairies to protect her. But in our world, protecting the beauty of the forest is the responsibility of everyone.
Listen well, all of you.
9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans and can be prevented.
We'll all pitch in. If humans can do it, so can we.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Log on to SmokeyBear.com to find out what you can do. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
This is Barry Fitzgerald with GHI. You're listening to Gavin Cromwell on...
It's time for news from the entertainment world with the Hollywood hottie herself, Gail Scott-Key.
Miss Gail Scott-Key.
Gavin Cromwell. Can I just say pararockproductions.com?
Oh, fabulous. We have got Miss Gail Scott Key doing a Hollywood report.
Yes. And I'm in the posh attic of the Sylvia's, Gavin. And let me tell you.
Oh,
baby. There are like five laptops going on at a time. It's air conditioned and the dogs are sliding down this little swivel staircase. It's really cool. I mean, of course you've heard of Slippery Slope. It's like the Slippery Cope down here. You know, it's really, really fun. How are you doing out there in San Diego?
Oh my God. It is absolutely phenomenal. Honestly, the weather is boiling and it's just like, I'm seeing palm trees and it's just, I'm drinking, I'm addicted. I gotta say this, Gail. Jamba juice, okay? I'm an addict. It is just the most best that I feel so healthy. I'm tanned, I'm blonde, I'm having a fabulous time.
Really? So you're tan, so you're like, you can be looking like my brother is what you're saying, huh?
Most definitely. Is Shannon and Jeff with you there?
Shannon and Jeff are right to the right of me. They are like my holster twins. They're awesome. I'm having so much fun. We have the fan going on over here. And talk about the palm trees blowing. Oh, wait a minute. That's not a palm tree. That was a dog.
I want a big kiss and a big hug from me.
Big kisses from Gavin. Well, you know something? They might have something to say a little bit in the show, so I hope you don't mind because I've got lots to talk about. First of all, I'm going to bring up, you're never going to guess, Gavin, who will be raising Michael Jackson's kids. You want to take a stab at it?
Janet?
She just broke up with her boyfriend, Dupree, you know?
Sure.
Come on. Yeah. Who do you think?
Diana Ross.
Diana Ross is not his sister. Let me give you a hint. She did a one-hit wonder song, Centipede, back in the late 80s. And if you're not too familiar with the older Jackson sibling, it's because the 59-year-old singer has been laying low in Las Vegas with her hubby of over 20 years. Now, do you still think you want to give a stab at this?
I don't. I'm a bit too young, girl.
I'm going to slide down the stairs with the dogs.
So who? Tell me.
It is Rebe Jackson.
So
yes,
she's the sister.
She is the older sister. And get this. Even if the courts say that Mom Catherine is awarded custody of the kids, the reports say that big sis Rebe will make sure to be the one to raise the kids, which reports also say, get this, the Jackson clan unanimously agree on. So that is cool.
Wow.
Yeah.
Stuff. So it looks like she is going to be the one raising them then, Gail.
Really? And she's been over at Joe and Catherine's home because that's where the kids are. So she's been really taking a big part in this. And also, one thing that they also can agree on, Gavin, is that the LA authorities left no stone unturned while they hone in on several of Jackson doctors' offices to collect more medical records to support, guess what? They're calling this a manslaughter evidence. Did you hear about this?
No, I've completely lost track of it, Gail. Tell me.
See, that's why I'm here for you, baby. Yesterday, federal authorities went to pay Jackson's personal physician, Dr. Conrad Murray's office, a visit. Now, they were taking with them boxes upon boxes of medical records. And they're also hitting some of the other doctors as well. So remember that drug propofol that we were talking about that you basically have to have a heart monitor when you're in
the ER?
Yeah. So it's honing in. And what is so disturbing is they're calling this a manslaughter evidence. So,
oh my God. So the doctors,
Gavin,
are in deep doo-doo.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't think any drug is going to bring them back to the reality on this one. So, of course, I'm going to fill you up to date on that and everybody else. And also, of course, get this. She'll be returning to the scene of the crime. Andrea McNulty reports back to work tomorrow at Harris's Hotel in Lake Tahoe, Nevada.
Oh,
that's
wow.
Where she allegedly claims that she had been sexually assaulted by Pittsburgh Steelers Ben Roethlisberger. Uh-oh.
Right.
Jeff's coming in on this. Jeff, come on.
I got to jump in here now. Big Ben Roethlisberger, Gail. He won the Super Bowl. He's been to Disney World. That guy can get fanboy ass if he wants to. Now, I'm thinking that this chick is just Jamie come lately looking for a buck or two.
Do you? Because you know something? It's funny that Jeff says that, Gavin, because you know what? what happened was when she reported this to the hotel, it seems like she's saying that they had failed to properly investigate the alleged incident after she reported it to the hotel's chief of security. And get this. Now, Jeff, come on. He says what typically you see a star like that, or, you know, he's huge. He makes a lot of money. And then this guy has allegedly said to her, overreacting, and most girls would feel lucky to have sex with someone like Ben Roethlisberger.
Oh, boy.
Hello. Hello.
They even got a sandwich named after him in Pittsburgh.
Oh, I'm sure he's going to have something else named after him, too. Do you hear him? Jeff, come on.
It's the Roethlisberger.
He's ruthless, if that is true. If it is true, come on. He's a cheeky little monkey. I love when you say cheeky little monkey. That sounds so sexy. Cheeky little monkey. Well, you know something? It's going to be playing out. And here's what happened. Of course, Roethlisberger today made the, of course, anticipated statement of, I didn't do it. But you know something? They're going to have to collect all the evidence. This has been since back in 2008, right, Jeff?
I did nothing. I see nothing. I hear nothing.
Okay, Jeff. Whatever.
2008. Come on.
2000. Well, that's a lot of evidence. I'm not. Do we have to go back to our President Clinton? Dress? Hello. Hello. I'm not going to go there. So I'm just. Come on, Gavin, help me out. Come on, you must be feeling
I'm sat back here listening to this. This is fascinating stuff.
Well, you know something? It's going to be more fascinating to see how it plays out in the court of law because, of course, she was smiling when she left the courthouse, so you never know what's going to happen. Is he that big, Jeff, where nothing can penetrate? Ooh.
Oh,
I didn't mean to say that.
Oh, jail, that word, Ben.
I didn't mean to say that. Alrighty then, that brings me on to my next segment. Jeff, love you, baby. Hit the road.
I agree with Jeff, by the way, Gail. I agree with Jeff.
You mean you agree with Jeff? Oh, do you hear that clearing of the throat? It's not just me dueling my vocal cords, but it's someone else who wants to chime in because I'm going to tell you, Gavin, love is blind. Don't you see that?
Oh, it's Amanda. Yes, is that Miss Shannon Sylvia there?
Miss Shannon Sylvia. And you know she needs to take part in this part because I'm talking about John Gosselin's new girlfriend, Haley Glassman. Did you hear? You got on me, Shannon. Come on.
Yeah, it's that weird midsummer mucus thing going on.
Get me a towel, Gavin.
Can you open my mouth a little?
Thank you. Could you put it that way? Thank you. Anyways, reports are surfacing over the John and Kate plus eight dad hooking up with a Star Magazine reporter, Kate Major. Now, it allegedly happened on John's recent trip to the Hamptons. Now, Gavin, can you tell me who John was visiting? Tick tock, tick tock, tick tock. Shannon just gave you the he was out there visiting Lindsay Lohan's dad, Michael.
Wait, the dad?
Dad? Yeah.
What?
Must I repeat myself in the pumps?
The guy just got out of jail. What does he have to offer to Mr. Gosselin?
How to be a manho, apparently. Because hello. There you go. There you go. Because let me ask Haley this. Before you go under the scissors to take one for the team of joining the K-Wannabes, do you need a refresher on the reality show between those two? Let me know if you do. Because Gavin, Jan and I will send out cuts. I mean, hello. Did you not watch the show?
I'm so nauseated by the thought of even watching it again. I can't even fathom spending the time predicting watching it again.
I can't either. Obviously, she didn't see the repeats. The repeats usually get you, so maybe that'll do it. But
you know, it'll be a great show.
What?
Dr. Phil in 15 years when those kids are grown up.
Oh, my God.
Six can sit on the damn big couch there in Dr. Phil's studio, and let's hear them talk.
Can you say check up from the neck up?
No!
Just saying. Keeping it real. Well, on a high note, literally, the Queen Diva of Pop has returned back to the recording studios, Gavin, to release the most highly anticipated album, I Look to You, as I look to Shannon and you to help me in this show, because I'm going down fast. It's Whitney Houston's first album since 2002. Stop licking the mic. Whitney Houston has this original material coming out. It's in stores September 1st, 6 days before my birthday. Can everybody say
wow.
Birthday.
Happy birthday,
hey,
girl.
Ho.
Birthday? Why are we cheering for your birthday, Gabe?
Well, you know, I know you did the Hawaiian lei thing, and we've been talking all about all this scandalous stuff, so I'm going to be a low pro. Low pro, oh. Cut, like an afro.
Not if I got anything to do with it, my love.
Yeah, baby. Well, listen, what you can do is buy me the new Whitney Houston CD coming out on September 1st, Gavin. How about that?
Definitely. I want one, too, because I think she's fabulous. I love her.
She is fabulous, and this is going to pain me to say this. I have to be so honest, because you know I shoot from the hip.
Absolutely.
I saw her on the arms of Clive Owens, okay? And she was there with Gail King, and all of her friends were there to help her promote the new release. And she looked like she was ready to doze off.
Oh.
A
little something? Do you think she's had
Shannon's giving a little ectoplasm over here, if I must say. You know, but it was just like, it was so painful because you know why, Gavin? You know, with her ex-hubby, Bobby Brown, you know, with all those drugs, it catches up with you. And
it does. It does.
Doesn't it? You know,
it does.
So, whoo, all right. So what do you have predicted for her? I mean, because I really want her to go strong and keep going.
I definitely think she's going to keep strong. I think she's going to have a fabulous comeback. Everybody will support her, much like Britney's little comeback that she's done. So, I'm seeing good things for her. I think the album will be dynamite. And, I want a copy at least anyway, Gail. But I'm getting the wrap-up signs here, Gail.
I understand. I understand very quickly.
I want the Hollywood Goss all night.
I know, baby. So you know something? I got to send you out with the movies to go, and that's going to be G-Force, and that's a plot of a specially trained squad of guinea pigs dispatched to stop diabolical billionaire from taking over the world. Wish that was me. It stars Will Arnett, Penelope Cruz, and Zach Galifianakis. I don't know what that is. Anyway, the Ugly Truth is coming out behind that, starring Katherine Heigl and Gerard Butler. Now, this is cool. A macho morning TV show correspondent makes a bet with his Love Challenge producer. And if the tips on how to land and keep a guy don't work, guess what, Gavin? He's going to say bye-bye to the network.
Oh, my God.
But we never do. And lastly, talking about films, I had a wonderful, wonderful interview. Sharing the mic with me is Ann Cusack, actor, singer, writer. That's right, sister of John and Joan, who Gavin was here in New England, and she shot the film. It's a paranormal thriller, Crooked Lane, and it was shot in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. That's going to be on the week after. So, of course, I hope everybody's going to tune in and have fun and strike up a good one.
Most definitely, Gail. I'm going to have to let you go, my love. I don't want to, but I will. But listen to you. I'm going to be reporting live from Hollywood next Thursday from the Manson murder scene. So I shall be speaking to you from Hollywood, Gail. And I've got to wrap up because the show is running over tonight. And I feel terrible, but I want to send all my love to Shannon and Jeff. And Gail, thank you so much for your Hollywood gossip. I love you to pieces.
Thank you, baby. Mwah, mwah. Love you guys.
Same back to you. Guys, stay tuned. We're going to a little break and I will catch you here in just a moment.
This hour of Gavin Cromwell's Hidden Realms is sponsored by Ideal Event Management, your events expert. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Ideal Event Management is your top-rated paranormal events organizer. They represent some of the biggest names in the paranormal community. Whether you need help putting together your event, looking for a celebrity, or just want to pump up the excitement, Ideal Event Management can help you. Contact Mark at 413-478-3642 or check out their website at idealeventmanagement.com. You'll be glad you did. Ideal Event Management is a proud sponsor of Gavin Cromwell's Hidden Realms.
So what are you going to be doing Saturday, August 15th? Because you don't want to miss the most amazing BYOG yet. Bring your own ghost and come and party with your pants off. Hosted by Ghostology's Brian and Anna Marie. Guest speakers include Kristen Gartland from the hit TV show Ghost Hunters, paranormal author April Slaughter, tech genius Denver Robbins, and paranormal comedian Mike Brody. Visit www.ghostologyradio.com/byog.html and purchase your tickets now. While you're there, be sure to pick up tickets to Kristen's Paranormal 101 class.
Class space is limited, so get your tickets before they're gone. Remember, that's www.ghostologyradio.com/byog.html. BYOG, August 15th, 2009, Lockhart, Texas. Be there or be somewhere else, missing out on all the fun.
With mindless violence and other abominations all around, do you seek to raise yourself to a higher level and vibrate to a greater manifestation of life? Miss Lucy is here to help. Tune in Mondays at 3 p.m. Eastern to ILN Radio and begin to explore the possibilities exclusively on the Para-X Radio Network.
Welcome back. Here he is, the man who sees what you're doing, so you'd better stop it, Gavin Cromwell.
Thank you so much, guys. Thank you so much to fabulous Gail Scott Key there for a Hollywood Roundup. And a thank you very much to Jeff and Shannon for popping in there. So nice to hear your voices, guys. And thank you for coming on the show. And, of course, we're reporting to you live from StarCraft International here in San Diego, sunny San Diego. So we're going to do a bit of a StarCraft Roundup now, guys. So I want you to talk a little bit about this store and, again, what it means to people and any cool stories you might have.
One of the things that I think best exemplifies what we are all about is one Saturday afternoon, I was in the process of finishing up with a customer, and a woman in her late 20s came through the door looking very lost, very upset, and wandered around the store like she didn't really know what she was there for.
Wow.
I finished with the customer, and it was just her and myself in the store. I came around from behind the counter and walked up to her, and I looked at her, and I said, "Do you need a hug?" And she started crying. And she said, "You know, no one's ever asked me that, not even my family."
Oh, my God.
So I went up to her, and I gave her a hug. And that's one of the things that we do here in the store, is we give out a lot of hugs. And
it's important, and they're all free. I like that.
She held on for a little bit of a longer time than normal.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Didn't buy anything, but then left. And then it was 2 weeks later, she returned to the store, and I discovered what that actually meant.
And what it was, she came in when I was here, and she says, "Where was the gentleman who was here before?" And I said, "My husband." And she said, "Well, yeah, I need to talk to him." And I'm thinking, uh-oh.
Oh, wow.
Because I know my husband,
man.
Right? Yeah. And she said, "I need to tell him that he saved my life that day." And I said, "Come over and sit down at the table."
Yeah, got her some water.
And she shared that she had been planning to kill herself that afternoon. Had stopped at the store because she didn't know where else to go. And just felt drawn here. Came inside. And Rodney asking her for a hug was what shifted it for her.
Oh, my God.
So, to us, if we can do that, even just that one time, how many other lives have been touched by this person now who's out in the world?
Well, I'm just speechless at that story. How did that make you feel, Rodney?
Overwhelmed.
Yeah, yeah.
As you can imagine.
Well, yeah, just hearing it, I'm overwhelmed.
You don't expect that you're ever going to have the opportunity as just an individual to have that kind of an effect on
with such a
lives.
simple, normal and gesture as a hug.
We always tell everyone that comes in that giving is such a small thing, and it can make such a huge difference in a person's life.
Yes. That is phenomenal, isn't it? Oh, my God. That I mean, what obviously something told you there, Rodney, that you needed to step in and just...
Well, I'm an empath.
Yeah.
So I picked up on her...
You picked up the fact that she needed...
upset.
And needed
she
needed
a
hug.
And she was driving around trying to look for a place to drive her car into a tree or a rock.
Oh my!
She passed the door, and something told her to stop and come inside.
That is huge. Again, showing you how this store and yourselves has changed somebody's life, and that is in a big way. Do you know what I mean? They're still alive because of the store.
Yeah.
You know, and because of Rodney giving her that hug.
Yep.
That is fantastic, guys. I mean, again, such a special place. I want to thank you for letting us broadcast live.
Thank you so much for being here. We hope you'll just move in.
Oh, well,
you can
absolutely.
Live in the Gulf,
well, since Benita's not living in a little cot anymore, I'm going to go and move in there.
Get the chains ready.
Oh, we could
get
be chained. Yeah, we could be chained together. Anybody who's familiar with the tarot deck, remember the two couple that sat there on the devil card?
Yes.
They're chained together. Unbreakable bonds. So, yeah, I mean, no, it's been such a pleasure to broadcast live. And it's a pleasure to work out of here while I'm here in California.
Anytime.
It's a pleasure to work from such a beautiful store like this
thank
and
you.
With such beautiful people. So thank you very much for having us here tonight,
thank
guys.
Thank you very
it's
much.
It's been really, really fabulous. And
can I say thank you, too, to everybody who came
yeah,
out
Yeah, we got
today.
A crowd here tonight. Let the listeners hear you guys.
You guys have been awesome.
Yeah, yeah. The Starcrafters. And also, we've got little Ruthie Jean, the Chihuahua here, the Parapooch. She's here in the store as well. So,
little Callie, the youngest.
We have. This is your youngest Reiki student. How
my
old is she?
My youngest Reiki client. She is how old now?
3 months.
Oh, my goodness. And I've been
here.
Working on her for about 5 months.
Since before she popped out?
That would be it.
Good. See, again, life-changing. That's the order of the day, life-changing at StarCrafts, okay? So this is cool, guys. I think we're going to go to a little break now. But we've been broadcasting from an amazing store today, and I just want to thank them again so much. We're going to pop to a break, top up that wine. Again, another Hot Pocket, guys, and I'll catch you in a minute.
This hour of Gavin Cromwell's Hidden Realms is sponsored by Ideal Event Management, your events expert. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Ideal Event Management is your top-rated paranormal events organizer. They represent some of the biggest names in the paranormal community. Whether you need help putting together your event, looking for a celebrity, or just want to pump up the excitement, Ideal Event Management can help you. Contact Mark at 413-478-3642 or check out their website at idealeventmanagement.com. You'll be glad you did. Ideal Event Management is a proud sponsor of Gavin Cromwell's Hidden Realms.
Okay, buddy, let me see your license and registration.
Sure, officer, here they are.
I pulled you over because you were swerving back there. Did you know that?
I'm sorry, officer.
Have you been drinking this evening, sir?
Well, I did have some of your mama at the bar.
Excuse me?
I'm sorry. I couldn't resist it. I mean, there's nothing better after a long, hard day than that sweet taste of your mama.
All right, get out of the car, wise ass.
But...
I oughta shoot you where you stand. Hey, get back here.
Yo Mama Beer wishes to remind you to be safe.
Get back here.
And never drink and drive. Pop your mama today.
Thursdays are hot. Tune in to Stirring the Cauldron with Marla Brooks every Thursday at 9 p.m. as she welcomes some of the most interesting guests from around the world to talk about the mysteries of the life beyond. That's every Thursday at 9 p.m. right after Gavin Cromwell's Hidden Realm. Thursdays are hot on the Vera X Radio Network. On August 8th, 1969, the decade of love ended. In blood.
In a scene described by one investigator as reminiscent of a weird religious rite, 5 persons, including actress Sharon Tate, were found dead at the home of Miss Tate and her husband, screen director Roman Polanski.
On July 30th, 2009, Para X takes you there. Join Hidden Realms' Gavin Cromwell, Stirring the Cauldron's Marla Brooks, and Positively Psychic's Mark Christopher Nelson as they broadcast live from the area that shocked a nation. 3 shows, 3 hosts, 5 hours, live July 30th.
Believe me, if I started murdering people, there'd be none of you left.
It all starts at 7 and ends at midnight. Don't miss this live event of the summer. Exclusively on the Para X Radio Network. Don't forget to check out Gavin's podcast, available now on iTunes. Now, once again, here's your host, Gavin Cromwell.
Woo-hoo! Okay, we're reaching the end of the show. I'm very sad, but Miss Marla Brooks, are you there, my love?
I am. Hi.
Hello. I'm in California, Marla.
I know, and I'm going to have to slap you when I see you. You're going to have a tan so much darker than mine.
Oh, I'm working on it, baby. I really am.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's doing good. It's doing very good. But Marla, listen to me.
Yes.
The Manson location.
I'm so excited, aren't you?
Did you hear that advert? It freaks me out every time I hear his voice. Oh, my God.
And we're going to be there for 5 hours.
5 hours. We're going to be at that location. I don't know. I've got no visual. I don't know what to expect. I haven't got a clue what I'm going to pick up from there. And I'm just, I feel very intense about it. I bought a little protection pentagram with a little wolf on it to keep me strong and protected here at StarCrafts.
Yeah, you need it. I've got my Solomon seal. You might want to grab one of those too.
Oh, definitely, definitely. But this is going to be powerful stuff, Marla, isn't it?
It is. It's not one of those investigations where you go in and find friendly spirits. These are victims of torture, murder. It's going to be interesting to say the least. I mean, there may be some others around too. You never know. But just the idea of being so close to where that all took place. And the homeowner claims that Jay Sebring and Sharon Tate are in the house with him.
Wow.
So,
it's going to be incredible stuff to see it, to experience it. I mean, just at that location, anybody who's even a little bit sensitive, to go into an area like that is bound to get something from it, Marla.
It is. Even the street in front of, I mean, when you're on the street, because I've been up there with Scott Michaels, there is a very, very heavy feeling in the neighborhood.
And of course, Scott Michaels is going to be with us.
Thank goodness, yes.
Yeah, he's going to be there. Do you know, I've made him a little something, Marla. I've made him one of my dolls, a Marilyn Monroe doll with a skull face.
Oh, how great. He's going to love that.
Just a little token of my appreciation.
Oh my God, that is going to be so cool.
We've got Mark Nelson with us, Mark Christopher Nelson.
We have Mark.
Yeah, so we're going to have, and Martin's going to be there, and I think Teresa.
Yeah, it's my first one.
Teresa from StarCraft, she's never been on a location like this before.
I'm so excited to meet her. And, you know, the fun part is, like, when you're on doing your show, Mark and I will be out investigating. When I'm doing my show, you and Mark will be, and then when Mark's on, you and I will go, and, you know, whoever else is with us. And so there may be plenty of opportunity for breaking into somebody else's show if something spectacular happens.
Oh, we've got to do it. We've got to exchange stories throughout the night.
Exactly. So, it's kind of like a first and a neat first. And I'm really excited because I don't know whether or not any psychics have been in the house.
Oh, interesting. That is fascinating.
I know they've had lots of paranormal groups, but I don't know. So that's kind of what I'm really excited about, that you and Mark will be there getting things that maybe others have not. And that to me is really terrific. And it's so funny. I was talking to somebody the other day and I said, you know, it's a good thing Charles Manson is still alive, because if he wasn't, I would be scared out of my wits to go there then.
This is true. I'm glad he's contained.
Yeah, well, for the most part, let's hope he doesn't...
Can I just say that Martin is torturing me here because he's phoning the prison to try and get a live interview with him.
I know, and I think that's lovely, and I think that would be just great, but...
What would I ask you, Marla?
I'll stand by you and protect you from the bad vibes, from the bad mojo, because he is totally a nutcase now. Well, not that he wasn't before, but I think he's improving with age.
Improving with age.
Yeah. Well, I think all you'd have to do is say Cielo Drive and he'd be on for an hour. Yeah.
I don't know what I would do just thinking about it. Gives me the willies, Marla.
Oh, God. Well, you have a week to prepare for the willies.
I think
we're all going to have the willies.
We definitely are. But on the other hand, though, I'm so looking forward to coming over to Hollywood, LA there to catch up with you, Marla, again, and with Scott and Mark, too. We are looking forward to coming over there. So it's going to be a lot of fun. So we're looking forward to that. But tell us what's coming up on your fabulous show tonight, my love.
Well, tonight we've got Soul Smack. Paul Tate and Andrew Barnes, and they made a DVD called Your Worst Nightmare, which deals with sleep paralysis and supernatural assault.
Oh, wow. That's really, oh, my God. It reminds me of that film, The Entity.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah,
and I think it's going to be a really interesting show.
That is awesome. Fantastic. So we shall be getting up to all sorts of witchy mischief together, Marla.
Yes, we are, which I'm just kind of rubbing my hands together already in anticipation.
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be so, so fabulous. I'm going to have a late birthday celebration for you, Miss Brooks.
Oh, cool. We can do that.
Definitely, definitely.
We'll be celebrating at the Manson House.
We'll be celebrating at the Manson House. What a joyous occasion.
I know. Leave it to a couple of witches to do that, right?
Oh, my God. This is going to be so, so cool. This is cool.
I know.
Trace
and
is
I really,
your too.
And I really do want to give Mike Glear major pats on the back for that promo, because it did scare the bejesus out of me too.
It's an amazing promo. It really scares me when you hear his voice just at the end of it going, he's a horrible bugger, isn't he?
Yes, he's far from a cheeky monkey.
Oh yeah, he might be listening. We better not say too much, Marla, because I've heard he's a friend of the show. Listen, Marla, I'm so excited to catch up with you guys over there. I'm going to let you carry on with your show now, my love.
But
I want to say a big thank you to all the guys here at StarCraft.
Thank you.
I want to say thank you to Jeff Sylvia, to Gail Scott Key, to all the StarCrafters here tonight, to everybody that came on the show, and of course to my sponsors, PowerUpProductions.com, and to IdealEventManage.com for the second hour here. And thank you for popping in at the end, Marla, as well.
Oh, always glad to be here, and looking forward to next week to see you and Martin, if nothing else. But we have a lot else going on.
Oh, I know. It's going to be it's going to be bonkers, Marla. If I start convulsing on the floor or something, just throw a blanket over me so no one can see my guy liner running, okay?
Oh, my God, you and Scott Michaels are going to be a pretty pair, I'm telling you. Oh, boy.
I know. I'm talking drama.
Yeah, I know. And he's good at it too. So, I'm going to have to slap you both a couple of times.
It's going to be cool to have Scott there, because he can give us, you know, after we've picked up whatever we pick up there, or what I pick up there, me and Mark, and he can confirm it for us. That's cool to have too.
Exactly. Exactly. The validation is with us.
It is. So, Marla, I shall see you then.
Okay, looking forward to it. And don't get too dark, okay? Because it's just going to bring a tear to my eye, you know?
I'm positive and full of light, so I'll get some sort of positive out of it. I don't know how yet, but I will.
I was talking about your tan, but that's okay.
So thank you, Marla, and thank you to everybody here at fabulous StarCraft San Diego, California. Thank you very much, guys. Give yourselves a round of applause. And thank you to all the listeners as well. Good night. Bye-bye. 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 Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Gavin Cromwell's Hidden Realm, sponsored by Pararockproductions.com, Ideal Event Management, and in part by Bella Vita Salon and Day Spa and the American Defenders of New Hampshire. Be sure to check out Gavin Cromwell's Hidden Realms podcast, now available on iTunes. Be sure to tune in next week as Gavin welcomes world-renowned psychic and medium, Derek Acora.
Gavin Cromwell's Hidden Realms has been a Gavin Cromwell production in association with Attic Production Studios. Any rebroadcast or other use of this program without permission is strictly prohibited. Copyright 2009.